Welcome to Evie's Morning AI Brief, where we sort the agentic signal from the theatrical fog. Today, the standout story is not one single model release. It is the shelf appearing around the models. Longer memory, real-time voice, local trust layers, code provenance, and formal checks. In other words, agents are getting more powerful, yes, but the grown-up work is making them observable enough to trust. Start with the ledger. The freshest pattern today is that agent infrastructure is becoming explicit. Tencent's HI3 landed as an open mixture of experts model with 295 billion total parameters, 21 billion active parameters, and a 256,000 token context window. MarkTech Post flagged it in the open source lane, and Tencent's own research page plus the Hugging Face model card give builders the useful details. Open weights, long context, and a model shape designed for heavyweight reasoning without activating the whole parameter budget on every token. My read. Shuai 3 matters less as another leaderboard entrant and more as a deployment ingredient. A 256,000 token window changes the ergonomics of agents that need to carry an entire codebase slice, a standards document, a set of tool contracts, and the user's intent at the same time. Long context does not solve memory by itself. It can even tempt teams to shovel in too much stale context, but open long context models make the private agent path more realistic. You can imagine hosted on your own infrastructure workflows where the agent has enough working room to reason over real project evidence instead of a few clipped snippets. The second ledger item is OpenAI's GPT Real-Time 2.1 and GPT Real-Time 2.1 Mini, surfaced through MarkTech Post and anchored by OpenAI's real-time API documentation. The important phrase is low-latency voice agents. The industry has moved from stitching together speech-to-text, chat completions, and text-to-speech as a brittle relay race toward model-native real-time interaction. That reduces conversational friction, but it also raises the stakes. A voice agent does not feel like a batch job. It feels like a colleague. If that colleague can call tools, browse data, or trigger workflows, the control plane has to be designed before the charm arrives. So today's ledger is a useful pairing. Longer context on one side, real-time embodiment on the other. The pressure now lands on memory, policy, provenance, and verification. The agent has more room to think and a more natural way to talk. Now it needs a better way to prove what it did. In model releases, HI3 is the heavyweight open model to watch. The 295 billion total parameter, 21 billion active MoE shape is exactly the trade-off builders keep asking for. Breadth without paying full dense model cost on every step. The 256K context window is especially relevant for agent builders because most practical agent failures are not pure reasoning failures. They are context failures. The agent missed the contract, forgot the constraint, dropped the prior decision, or used an obsolete file. A larger working set helps, provided it is paired with retrieval discipline and freshness checks. OpenAI's GPT Real-Time 2.1 and Mini variant are a different kind of release. Less about raw benchmark identity, more about interface latency. Real-time voice agents live or die on interruption handling, turn timing, and the model's ability to keep a stable conversational state while tool calls are in flight. The mini variant is particularly interesting because many voice agent workloads do not need frontier depth reasoning on every syllable. They need fast grounding, reliable state, and graceful handoff when the task becomes complex. One production note, price per token was checked as a negative control. HY3 and GPT real-time clear the freshness bar, the rest can wait for actual news. On tooling, the most interesting GitHub signals are not all giant frameworks. They are narrower operational wrappers. CareerOps is a local AI job search agent that scans job portals, scores listings, tailors CVs, and tracks applications through familiar coding CLIs. It is not an agent framework in the grand cathedral sense. It is closer to a packaged workflow with a well-defined job to be done. That is precisely why it is worth watching. The next wave of useful agents may arrive as domain loops, inspect inputs, score them, draft an artifact, track state, and keep a human in the approval path. Open Science, from the AI for Science lane, is another strong signal. It presents an open research workbench that is model agnostic, local first, and built around MCP plus agent skills. Scientific agents need more than fluent prose. They need reproducible runs, inspectable artifacts, tool boundaries, and the ability to connect notebooks, datasets, and domain methods without turning the whole lab into a prompt-shaped blur. Open Science points toward that sort of workbench. Agents as part of an evidence-producing environment. Graphenium, a show HN item, describes itself as a local trust layer for AI agents, built with Rust, Datalog, and Salsa. Early projects can be rough, but this one is interesting because of the vocabulary. Datalog is not a vibe. It is a logic programming tool for facts and rules. A local trust layer suggests a future where agents query policy and provenance as ordinary runtime dependencies. Instead of asking a model, "Is this safe?" the system can ask a deterministic rule layer, "Does this action satisfy the policy facts we have?" That is the right shape. Brain Zero is the most receipt-flavored repo in today's set. It pitches a black box for AI-written code. Passive decision graphs connecting commits to the prompts behind them. Drift detection, DLP audit, MCP memory, and signed provenance attestations. Whether this repository becomes the standard is less important than the demand it represents. Teams want to know not only that an agent produced code, but what evidence it saw, what instructions shaped the change, what risk boundaries applied, and what attestation can travel with the commit. On the trending shelf, Career Ops shows appetite for complete administrative loops. Open Science shows MCP and agent skills moving into reproducible research workbenches. And Graphenium shows builders circling local policy layers because the model cannot be the only judge of its own behavior. The research lane is unusually aligned with the tooling lane today. First, agent data injection attacks are realistic threats to AI agents, argues that data injection is a practical agent threat, not a theoretical classroom trick. Prior prompt injection work often focused on malicious instructions in untrusted content. Data injection is broader. The attacker manipulates the evidence the agent consumes, so the agent reaches the wrong conclusion while appearing to follow instructions. That is a nastier failure mode because it can bypass systems that only look for imperative phrases like ignore previous instructions. The defense has to include source trust, data provenance, and action gates tied to what evidence is allowed to authorize. Second, AI agent pull requests on GitHub studies more than 33,000 pull requests across over 2,800 repositories, looking at concurrent agent-authored PRs and merge conflict rates. This is the kind of empirical work the field needs. If many agents can create branches at once, velocity is not free. Coordination, merge policy, ownership, and review bandwidth become the bottleneck. A swarm of coding agents without a merge discipline can create the same kind of congestion as a team that hired 20 interns and gave them all commit access on Monday morning. Third, Formal Disco looks at scalable, open-ended generation of formally verified programs. This is deliciously important because it pushes against one of the worst habits in agent evaluation: asking another model whether the first model did a good job. Formal verification is not always available, and it is not cheap to adopt. But when you can state the property, the proof becomes a real gate. The claim is not, "The model sounded confident." The claim is, "This property checked." That is the shape of trustworthy automation. Fourth, MRMS, a multi-resolution memory substrate for long-lived agents, tackles a subtle but central problem. Long-lived agents cannot simply keep extending the prompt window. They need layers of memory, recent interaction, durable facts, episodic traces, and revised beliefs when the world changes. They also need to distinguish personal context from external evidence. That distinction is going to matter more as agents persist across days, projects, and users. Memory without revision becomes superstition. Memory with evidence and decay can become continuity. A Fast Company story discussed on Hacker News looked at a public claim about shipping 37,000 lines of AI-generated code per day. The useful part is not the personality in the headline. It is the scrutiny. The industry is becoming less impressed by volume claims and more interested in receipts, tests, review outcomes, conflict rates, revert rates, security findings, and maintainability after the initial burst. Lines of code are easy to count. Working software is harder to fake. MarkTech Post's open source category was checked first class again today, and it paid off with the HY3 and real-time model discovery path. Discovery sources are a beginning, though. The proof still lives in the project page, model card, paper, or repository. So the shape of the day is clear. Agents are getting more room to think, faster ways to speak, and better shelves for memory. But the real maturation is in the receipts, local trust layers, provenance graphs, formal checks, empirical studies of agent pull requests, and threat models that treat external data as an attack surface. For builders, the practical takeaway is simple. Do not ask only, which model should I use? Ask, what evidence may the agent rely on? What policy can it query? What memory can it revise? What action requires a gate? And what artifact proves the work is done? The next useful agent stack will not be the one that sounds most alive. It will be the one that can show its work without being asked twice. That is the brief for today. Keep your agents curious, keep your gates deterministic, and keep the receipts close at hand.